The song says, "Give me a home where the buffalo roam," but the bison on Antelope Island have a lot less ground to explore right now because of last weekend's big wildfire.
The flames have blackened about 15,000 acres, and the whole island covers just 28,000. In other words, it's about half burned. And Utah State Parks Director Fred Hayes says, for now, the herd is okay.
The bison are known to roam most of the property out there, with the exception of the high mountain peaks. So most of the stuff that has burned is bison territory. You know, the summer range, we're pretty confident, is going to be okay. They'll, you know, they've still got half the island. They'll find plenty to eat for the summer. For the winter, we've got to get our heads and pencils sharpened and figure out what we're going to do. We've got a professional biologist that's on staff out there, and I know he's already started on a winter forage plan. I don't know whether that will include any supplemental feeding. I don't know whether it will, whether he's going to try and get seed and shrubs in the ground. I really don't know yet. That's part of the stuff that we've got to go through this week.
Hayes says bringing in feed is only one option. The other is removing some bison, possibly as part of the annual roundup.
We do our roundup in November, and we tend to pull off the extra animals that we have calculated are above the capacity of the island, and then those are sold to other operations, other either bison operations or they're sold for market. So we reduce the number of animals on the island immediately before winter. As we round them up, we could sell off more bison, reduce the number to whatever the range capacity is going into winter. Certainly something that we'll look at, and it's always an option.
Firefighters say that they have seen no evidence that any bison or other animals like the antelope have died in that fire.
I flew back into Salt Lake City Saturday night about 9:30 or so, and boy, you could see the smoke and the glow of the
fire. And the fire has not been contained yet.
Still out there. And boy, that's a precious resource here for the state of Utah, and that bison herd is highly sought after by those that want to raise good, clean, healthy bison elsewhere in the country.
It's a sad thing, but this one at least was caused by lightning strike and not by some sort of arson.
Yeah.